Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, it's me, Lily Sandbags. Been ruining the vibe since 75. Actually, that's not true. It's a lot later than 75. 1975. 2075 is in the future, so it has to be 1975. But it's not. I was born a little while after that, actually. Not as young as you think. Not as old as you wish. You know what I mean? We like the old ones. People like the older ladies. Today, I've got Glenn Moore on, who guessed when Alan de Botton got married. What a moment that was for podcasting. Stick that in your Reddit ears and then stick that on the audio awards. Oh, I'm hosting some audio awards soon. I might give myself one off script. That would be quite funny, actually. Well, I don't get paid for it, so I might as well host and give myself an award. Yes, something to think about. I'll think about that in my own time. Okay, remember to hydrate through the episode. And I want you dewy. I want you listening to this all dewy. Okay. I've got Glenn Moore on, who's very funny. Really is quite a funny lad, actually. We had a lovely chat, and you can listen to it right now. Hello.
Hi, Lou.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Before we press record on the podcast, yeah. I think it's fair to say that you told me the only animal with a lovely penis is the horse.
Yeah, I don't think we'd said hi by this point.
No, you marched into the office.
Yeah.
His declaration.
And then I went, oh, Lou, hi.
Yeah.
I just sort of said it to the room, like in Cheers when I go, Norm. Every time I walk into a pub, everyone usually cheers at me. The horse is the only animal that has a nice penis.
Yes, yeah. No, it was in context, I suppose.
It was. And the context was that there's an office dog. Asked what sex the dog was.
Yeah. While sort of rummaging around the dog.
No, I can't be fair. When you say rummaging around, I was scratching its neck. That really implies I was doing like a full cavity search on the dog. So I go, it's a fella, is it?
Oh, it's not much of a fella. As far as I'm concerned, the only animal that's got a nice penis is a bloody horse. The others are wasting my time.
But then you went on to say that your cats have dreadful dicks.
No, I said I didn't know like what a cat dick really was until on a podcast. It sort of came out of its sheath and it was the most disgusting.
What does a cat dick Swayze look like?
Well, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting as well. Was I expecting a human penis? I don't know. You know.
I was expecting a human penis.
Yeah. Sorry. Can I take these back to the breeder? bit of an issue. Wow, this is a spicy start to.
Yeah.
It's not usually this.
No, I just say, this wasn't my decision.
It was toast that's led us down this path.
But horses, absolutely fine. But yeah. I think it's because they look recognisably, obviously much larger than a human's, but yes, they look recognisably the same as a human's. Whereas like,
Glenn's it's relatable for me.
Whereas I in terms of like, everyone seems to have like a certain breed of animal that they, a species of animal that they follow all the cute accounts of on Instagram. Mm. Mine is chimpanzees. And I've recently been put off by the chimpanzee accounts because their dicks are dreadful.
In what sense?
It's like a little balloon pump. Mm. It's like a dick, and it's like an extra sort of, it's like a string that just comes out. It's wretched to look upon. And it's all, after a while, it's all you can see. I find I'm trying to sort of avert my gaze where I'm looking at the chimpanzee video sort of over my glasses, so I can't really see it.
So I've worked with your wife.
Yes.
She's a comedy writer. Very funny.
But we are unmarried, by the way. We're not.
You're not married?
No, we're getting married in a few months.
Well, why was she rebutting my advances? Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Married in a few months. So you excited?
Yeah, in November. Yeah, yeah, I am excited.
And you've already had a baby, so.
Exactly. So it's, we, you know, we've been sort of nursing a bastard for quite some time.
Yes, that's what I would say about you too. And how's your wife? Still nursing that bastard? You're not actually posh.
I'm so glad this has been raised.
We've got to bring this up.
Yeah, we've had debates about this in car journeys on the way to gigs. In fact, I remember one at a school we did in Norwich years ago.
Yeah.
And you said, what was it like at Eton?
Did I?
Yeah, you said, did you just I? Said it so plainly.
Wow.
But it's because you just decided in your head and you'd made this whole narrative.
Like Eton,
and it wasn't like you'd mistaken me for any other of the many comedians have gone to Eton.
No.
But I was like, no, I didn't go to private school. My accent's like a complete anomaly.
Because there is a middle ground between sort of not being posh and not going to Eton.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's still like another scale from there.
But you didn't even go to private school.
No.
Wowie.
Yeah, but as in like, it was like private school was just not even a prospect
but
in my
family at
all.
You forgot to let your face and voice know.
Do you reckon I've got a posh face?
No. No, because you've got stitches in your lip now.
Yeah, which is really cool. I've got the best possible stitch situation.
Yeah.
In terms of the fact that, like, I will be left with a permanent scar.
Yes.
But the nicest thing is being able to say for the rest of my life, I've got a scar, but it's under my lip, so no one will ever be able to see it. So I can say I've got a scar, and it doesn't really affect my face or body.
So you got it from the wrestling.
I got it from the comedians wrestling.
Who is this guy?
This enigma.
Not making sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard you're doing a show in America. What is that about?
It's a new show called The Great American Joke Off, which is mostly like Americans doing it. But there's like a couple of Brits doing it. So like Ed Gamble's doing it as well. Tom Allen, Reese James. But it's like mostly
Is
like 90% Americans.
Is it just men doing it?
Yes, but all the Americans they're all from Taiwan. It's all women from Taiwan.
So what is it though?
So... It's a panel show, which is weird because Americans don't do panel shows at all. They had like Whose Line Is It Anyway? And then they did, they had Would I Lie to You over there, but it was like different. They all stood like behind podiums like it was Jeopardy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and it was so strange doing an American panel show because the whole like arbitrary sort of like, and the points go to the blue team. They just don't do that. So the host would be sort of like, and the points go to Glenn's team. And the other team would be like, that's fucking bullshit.
But what do you have to do?
It's basically, it feels a bit like, I'd say the closest thing it is to is like Mot the Week if it had none of the topical stuff.
Okay.
So they've basically got rounds that are a bit like scenes you'd like to see. There's like a stand-up round as well. There'll be like a caption round or like it's almost like taking like old-fashioned joke formats and being sort of, they'll go like, okay, it's all right, waiter jokes, but they've got to be about cars. And so everyone's just got to chip in with the stuff like that. Or they'll just choose a random category and go, right, the topic is jobs. Everyone come in with jokes
and
about jobs.
Where is it on?
It's on the CW.
How come it's mixed American and English?
I think because it's the company that made it is a British company. And I think they sort of said to the American execs, because Americans are more like conversational in terms of like comedy, and they're less like short joke one-linery. And so I think they were like, okay, to keep it sort of on track, can we have some really rigid British people panel show discipline to be sort of like I'm going to keep this on track, on topic and stuff like that. So I think that was sort of partly why.
Do you film it in America?
Do I film it
in America?
I'm telling people we did, when in reality we filmed it at Elstree and Borehamwood.
Oh, that's annoying.
I know.
For you.
But hopefully, like, if it got like another series, we'd go to
LA.
LA, baby.
The touch quiz will touch you now. Do you want to play the touch quiz?
I would love to play the touch quiz.
Okay, so you've got five questions.
That's too enthusiastic. Cool.
You've got five questions to answer what I'm thinking about touching, and it's not rude, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And it will help you along the way, because otherwise it's impossible.
Thanks.
Imagine if you got it, guess one.
Okay, jar of Biscoff spread.
It's good, but it's nowhere close.
Is it like nowhere close?
It's nowhere close.
Okay.
Yeah.
A bit of wreckage from the second plane that hit the World Trade Center.
Ooh.
Oh, it's
lovely
the first
guess.
Plane.
It's the first plane. No, that's not it either.
Okay.
You could go broader, you know, animal, person.
Or, oh, really? Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, mineral. Can, yeah. Okay, I will go with a giraffe.
A giraffe?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Are you serious? It's not right.
It's not a giraffe. But
No.
But it's very related to the giraffe. In fact, when I played this word game, you have to guess a word. Every word you put in, it gives the proximity to that word.
It's basically a hot and cold game, with the words. And so you just keep on going broader and broader and broader and narrower and narrower and narrower.
Well, let me tell you that one time we put in giraffe and it was two away from this thing that I'm thinking
two
about.
Away out of what, how many, 100?
No, thousand, two away, like a like this infinite numbers.
Oh, like everything everywhere at once.
So
just
it was
infinite,
so close. Okay. But I wouldn't have known that this animal was so close to a giraffe. But in a way it is kind of, I guess
okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna say similar. If it's similar, I'm gonna say a horse.
No, you're obsessed, mate.
Is it what? No.
No, I'm joking. Is
horse further away from giraffe?
I would say giraffe, horse, and then this animal. Maybe it's
but
it's not a donkey.
Okay. Ooh, all right. Mm.
Could be found in Wales.
The country.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or anywhere, really, but it's not really it's not an exotic animal.
Oh, wait, is it like native to Wales?
No.
Is it like one of those things where occasionally there'll be a country in the UK where they sort of go, oh, actually, elephants are native to Northern Ireland? You go, what are you talking about?
No, I'm not that smart.
It's always like some kind of leopard. There's always like some snow leopard or something, which you only find in Scotland.
God.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. This animal is found in the Kentish town Little Farm.
Oh, I've never been to that one.
Well, it's probably...
I've only gone big. I've only gone London Zoo and Whipsnade.
Well, it's probably not Whipsnade or London Zoo because you'd be a bit disappointed, but it might
would
be.
You? But in a farmy sort of thing scenario. Yeah, okay. Like a guinea pig.
It's a fucking goat.
Oh, that was going to be my third. Oh my God.
I'm so sorry about that. But with giraffe, you were so close on guess three and it just goes
Was I? Yeah, giraffe. In an animal with four legs.
Well, that is on the word game. I'm telling you, they were right next to each other. It was
of every noun in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd take that. That's
really good for three. And then you drifted slightly a bit. That could have been my clue.
I did. Sorry.
If I didn't give you any clues, you might have got it.
Idiot.
Don't worry. There's a chance to redeem yourself.
Okay.
In the quickfire round.
All right.
Can we visit other dimensions?
No.
Okay. I guess you're entitled to your opinion, but you haven't seen me meditate.
Do you go into 2D?
Yeah, I go into
really old school Super Mario.
Yeah, it's not actually funny because I do actually go to a different dimension. Okay.
Or is it like 4D, like those Disney rides, like Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, where like you feel the rats touching your ankles? Like you go, that's not scientifically what 4D is, but okay.
I went there, Disneyland. Do you own a pair of red trousers?
Yes.
Well, you're not doing anything to help people think you didn't go to Eton.
I have never worn the pair of red trousers. They were thrust upon me. They were given to me as a gift by my parents, who, again, aren't helping the cause there for Christmas.
Right.
I remember unwrapping them and being like, especially on Christmas of all days, where the red trousers you associate with Santa.
Mm.
But I remember just opening and thinking, do you know me?
Yeah.
And it was a really strange year where I got, I think, three polo shirts from them, like really tight polo shirts where the collar and the end of the sleeves was a different colour. And I to the rest of a polo shirt, and I got four of them like that, and three or four, which was very generous of them.
Mm.
But I went, what made you think this? And they were like, oh, Gavin wears them, and Gavin and Stacey. And I was okay. But if that's who you think I'm like, then terrific. Thank
also
you.
Also, so confident in their decision that they didn't buy one, they didn't buy two, they did four.
All the kids want to be like Gavin, Gavin and Stacey.
So sweet. Like a. Hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water. Okay, it's time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water.
I'm really looking forward to this.
I sing a song, I replace the words with cuddle, you have to guess what it is.
Okay, yeah. This is the only round I've gone into feeling really confident about.
Oh, God, don't. I'm really bad at this.
I think it'd be fine.
No, I can't sing. Okay. Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. Hang on.
Sorry.
Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
A short song.
No, hang on. Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. Oh, dear. It's very hard.
Oh, man. Can you do it again? Is that right?
I'll give you a bit of a clue.
It's I think the more you do it, it'll be more tonal consistency because at the moment you've done 11 different songs.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay. One, two, three. Hit it. Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
Is it that? The tiger.
Are you serious? Sorry, that sounded like it was an insult. Lovely singing, really, like, tremendous.
Well, how but,
and it was difficult to guess because you made the song your own.
Yes, I made it my own. Yeah,
you made it your
own. A lot of people forget to make it their own. How would you do it then? I'd love to see you doing it. It's harder than it looks, baby.
Like cuddle.
Oh, that's
cuddle,
brilliant.
Cuddle.
Really good. Also, lovely to see Glenn sort of, you know, popping along on the song. Sort of, that was lovely.
Well, it was either that or yeah. I just keep my head fully straight and just stare like yes. directly at you. And yeah, I can't have
wedding off.
I can't deal with anyone singing sincerely. I really can't. Unless it's an actual like professional singer in a professional singing environment.
Mm.
Great. But anyone, where they're just, if someone just sat and just sang a song directly to you, that would be so much more effective to me than waterboarding as a torture technique. I would give all my Guantanamo secrets away.
Okay, so you didn't get Eye of the Tiger, unfortunately.
I need to redeem myself. How can you ever forgive me?
Well, have you got any health complaints? Because I can look them up in my book.
Yeah, I've literally got a mouthful of stitches.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. I'm looking for like a gammy knee.
My right knee clicks quite a lot now, and it's purely because of my show. Because I'd have that bit where I fell and it collapsed.
Yeah.
And what happened was it started to really hurt my right knee. And I found that I was starting to walk with like a slight limp for like an hour afterwards.
Yeah.
And in the morning it would really hurt. Mm. And it would hurt to like stand back up again. And so after a while I started to land to make sure that I like landed on my left knee. And then after a while my left knee started to do the same. So I switched back over to the right knee again. At no point did I think buy some knee pads.
Oh.
But then I did for the tour. And then I wore them under my jeans. It just looked like I had a massive knee. So I couldn't do it. So, but as a result, now my knee doesn't hurt, but my right knee, I think, is going to click forever.
Things we do for our art, huh? No, I think it will go back. You know, it's not been that long. Knee, C joints represents pride, and I have knee problems as well. By the way, before I read this out, I want you to know that my knees are in and out.
Okay,
so it's not personal.
Sure,
but it is personal to both of us. Represents pride and ego. Isn't that just the Edinburgh Fringe?
And is this book Grey's Anatomy?
It's Heal Your Body, Louise O'Hay.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah.
So you have to say, I am flexible and flowing.
I am flexible and flowing.
So lose all the horse dick stuff when you walk in a room. Just come in and go. I am flexible and flowing.
I was going to say it again. Yeah. Or when do I say it? How often?
Every day.
Every day.
As much as you can.
Great.
You're in a queue. I'm flexible. Great.
I'm being so open-minded right now.
Great! Do you prefer science to spiritual stuff? Not that it's either or.
I wouldn't say I'm sort of particularly spiritual, but at the same time, I'm not one to sort of say to people, actually.
Yeah.
I think the moon would have something to say. I also think that's tremendously annoying.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics. Do you have a best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
Yeah, I had a friend at uni who just, I don't know if this comes under weirdest or worst, but he would do these really invasive cuddles, and it was not in a sexually sinister way, but in a way that was sort of like, oh, he just seemed to be sort of like, hey man, good to see you, and he'd give you a big cuddle.
Yeah.
And it's relevant that he was studying dentistry and knew sort of just a lot about the medical profession. He put his arms around you and he'd dig his fingers right into your shoulder. Ooh. There, like the sort of clavicle bit, and he'd push down and it wouldn't hurt, but it would just feel like grossly uncomfortable.
Ugh.
And he'd go, touch to your lung. And it was so gross. And apparently that is, I've never looked it up because I'm terrified to, in case it is true. But he was like, yeah, that's how you can touch someone's lung through their bones, basically there. And it just feels,
I can feel it.
It feels, it's kind of like the sensation it felt like was if you've had an injection to like numb a part of your body and you feel the doctor like rummaging around and you're like, this feels uncomfortable, but I can't like feel it. That's what it was like.
Wow.
You do that for every cuddle.
Oh, that's a good answer. We've not had that one before, actually.
I fucking hope not. if you've been like mouthing along with me, going, yeah, the lung thing, yeah, yeah. Tale as old as time.
So weird.
It was so weird because also you go, oh, you had ulterior motives when you went in for this cuddle.
Yeah.
And that really makes you lose trust in someone.
Yeah.
Because you go, this isn't what you want. This isn't what I went into the cuddle expecting.
I've got very good, sorry. Oh, I got up at 6:30. Not anything personal.
That's cool. I got up at 5:15 and I haven't yawned.
No.
It's fun yawning. But when I used to live with housemates, they'd always be like, because I'd get up at 5:15 every morning to work on breakfast radio, they'd always be like, we'd be talking in the living room and they'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe I've got to get up at 7 tomorrow. And then they turned to me as if like, they said St. Grace offensive. I'd go, no, I mean, obviously. Yeah. And I'd go, no, it's like, yes, getting up at 7 is shit. I'm not going to be like, oh, that's nothing compared to what I have to go through. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
So you get up at 5:15 Monday to Friday?
Yeah. I'm on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. I'm like a co-presenter.
Oh, I know him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Mm. But weirdly, I used to be like his newsreader on like Capital and stuff back in the day.
That's
it was like
nice.
8 years ago or so.
Oh, Dave Berry's kept you close by and it's no surprise.
Loyal.
Mm. That's my dream job, co-host on the I said on the last podcast, I wanted to be a co-host on a breakfast show. I want to do a breakfast show.
The nice thing is there's three of us co-hosting, so you go, and you don't even have
is
to say anything.
Is it all white men?
No.
Go on, surprise me.
A white woman.
Glenn, you're very funny. You're very funny.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Do you mind if I ask if you're a cuddly guy?
I love cuddles. Cuddles are great.
You quite affectionate.
I am. And I've always been disappointed that it's kind of impossible to cuddle someone and both go to sleep together whilst cuddling. And it's a shame that can't
it's a real shame.
Really happen, because in the morning it would be grossly uncomfortable. It would be nice to wake up cuddling with someone.
Be lovely. Some people
it would be really
do,
great.
I think. I don't know. And you've got a son.
Yes.
So you're quite affectionate.
He doesn't fucking cuddle back. He's just, no because obviously they're just like, what are you doing? Get off
me. Yeah, right.
So I think they just see it as like a threat. And it's quite cloying, I imagine, as well.
Yeah.
So they're like a perfect height. You sort of go, well, if your head and one of your arms goes over one shoulder and the other one goes over the other shoulder, and then you've got their hand under their bum, which is like sort of where your belly button is. It's like, that's perfect cuddling territory. Oh. And they're just not interested.
We'll
just like spit on you or just put like whack their head into your cheek.
Something, or
he's 18 months.
He's 18 months.
To the day.
That's nearly two.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. It's like, it's like
that's
6 months to go.
Perfect cuddling time.
Exactly. And it's just being wasted. It is lost on him. It is wasted.
Do you think it's personal?
No, he doesn't do it to anyone. But he's affectionate towards other people. If he's upset, he'll want to be like picked up and hugged.
Yeah,
but it's but it doesn't stray into cuddle territory.
Right.
Which, you know, is fair enough. That's fine. But
yes,
it's just a shame. Like I always wanted when I was growing up, I wanted a dog that was bigger than me because I thought it'd be really fun to have a hug with a dog that was something larger than
you. Yeah, yeah.
It's nice to be enveloped if you're being cuddled.
Yeah.
We have in our flat a chair that is neither an armchair nor a sofa, and the word for it is cuddler.
Yes.
Which is a lovely name.
Yeah.
But it meant when our sofa arrived and it was meant to arrive with the cuddler, the delivery guy sort of put the sofa in them and they just got back in their lorry and had to chase them down the street and be sort of like, oh, we're missing a it was just so humiliating to say we're missing a cuddler.
Sorry, sir, we're missing a cuddler.
And I tried to work out with the other alternative. The alternative name for it is love seat, which is so much worse.
Yeah. You come back with my love seat. Oh, I won't ask you again, but I'll tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Quick one from Alan de Botton.
Yes.
You know him?
Married in 2003.
Was he?
Yeah. Or, that's a wild guess. Should we look it up?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's married.
Wow.
What the fuck?
That's incredible. They say Jesus isn't real, and yet he's in the room.
I do that a lot. If someone mentions a celebrity, I always just throw out a meaningless statistic, which I know isn't true or whatever, because you go, one day that'll be right. One day that'll be right. It's like if you say to someone, and can I just say, happy birthday?
Yeah.
Soon enough, you're going to get it right.
What a moment.
That has never worked for me in my life.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Married in 2003. There you go.
Oh, God, that was good. Because also,
so who is he?
Ever know? Yeah. Well, you're about to find out. He asks nosy questions. Pick a card, any card.
Thank you very much.
And read out the thing.
Did you ever bully anyone when you were growing up? And were you bullied?
That's a great question.
Neither. Oh. I've always thought it must be so shit for... I remember having this book of like meaningless facts, and it was called That Book. And it was a great, really great book. It just had just mind-numbingly pointless stuff, really pointless stuff, but just about like when celebrities lost their virginity and stuff like that, or celebrities have survived plane crashes. It was, it wasn't all sort of celeb-based, but those are the ones that sort of stayed with me most. But it's had a section on celebrities who were bullied at school and celebrities who were bullies at school.
Wow.
So for instance, Christina Aguilera was bullied at school.
Yes.
And what she did was she found out that one of her school bullies, when she was like at the height of her fame, like genie in a bottle sort of level, actually later than that, dirty level, she found out that one of her bullies was like round the corner from her working in like this fast food chain or whatever. So she turned up with like her entourage and stuff, and everyone was taking pictures of her, and she said to the person, she said, I heard you work here now, and I thought I'd stop by, which is, you know, it's pretty shitty to anyone who works in the fast food industry. So actually it's now Christina Aguilera is a horrible bully.
Well, she's been both sides of the coin, I guess.
Both sides of the coin. But it said David Trimmer used to be a school bully, and I just think that must be so crap to watch him now watch him 20 years ago on Friends when everyone's like, oh, he's so great. Oh, he's so fun. That must be really, really crap. So no, was
would
never.
You, which would, if you had to be one, what would you be? And that's a follow-up question for me, not.
I think you'd rather. No, I never said sorry. You'd rather be the bully, right? Because bullies don't know they're bullies.
Yeah.
Everyone I remember reading something about, I can't remember what book it was in, but someone said that like it was titled Everyone's Dumbo. And the idea was, it was like,
I remember that.
Yeah. This guy was like watching Dumbo when he was a kid at school. And he said, even the school bullies were like rooting for Dumbo. And he was like, no, you'd be rooting for the, baddies. And he goes, no, everyone thinks they're the protagonist. Everyone thinks they're good. So if you were the bully, you don't know you're a bully. So maybe I'm a bully, but just no one's ever told me.
Oh yeah. You don't know.
Shut the fuck up.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Okay, well, what's life all about? And that's the last quizzy.
So in terms of like when people interpret songs, or people are asked like, hey, what's your song about and stuff like that, I remember being really struck by seeing Missy Elliott being interviewed about Get Your Freak On years ago. And them saying...
That delivery of that sentence. I remember seeing this, interviewed about Get Your Freak On. Didn't go to private school.
I know. It's like really difficult to talk about music without sounding like the producer for the Beatles. I remember when Flavor Flav had started wearing the clock around his neck. And everybody just fell about laughing. When she was being interviewed about it, they were like, so what is the song about? And she was like, the song's about whatever you want it to be about. And I remember even at the age of 10 being like, that's not an art. Come on.
Yeah.
You know what it's, you know what it means. Yeah. And maybe she was just trying to give a PG version. As a result, got really interested in whenever anyone was being interviewed and asked, what is your song about? And it's sort of like whenever, especially in pop music, whenever it was like an X Factor winner or like Pop Idol or anything like that, the winner song would always be about like, I've made it, I've reached this moment. It was all that sort of stuff. But I always used to enjoy it if someone left like a boy band or a girl group and they'd make their own solo single, like someone from like the Sugar Babes or whatever. They'd always release a really like asinine song that would always just be about like having fun with your mates. And they'd always get interviewed about it. And they go, so what's the song about? And they go, oh, it's just about having a party and you just have a good time. It's just about having a good time. Mm. And the lyrics are literally like that. We're going to go out. We're going to have a great... And you sort of lyrics that couldn't be interpreted in any other way. They're never going to be posted on like songmeanings.com. I think it was actually about going to flares. But I've decided that's actually the meaning of life. It's just about like just letting your hair down and just having like, just letting loose and just having just like with your friends and just, it's just about having just a crazy wild time.
Just let yourself go. Be in the moment. It's just about being in the moment.
Yeah.
Cuddle calculator. Okay, do you want to do your cuddle type? And do you know what we're playing to win for?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I do know.
Do you?
Yes.
What are we playing to win for?
Well, you do the honours, Lou.
It's a meet and greet with my kittens. Do you like kittens?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they'll be fully grown cats by the time the series finishes. But okay, so I just put all your details into the calculator, the cuddle calculator.
Uh-huh.
You are the George Best of cuddles. Warm, popular, you go in so hard you crush the liver. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Is this what the cuddle calculator
is? No, yeah, I'm never going to question the... as we said, I'm pro-science. I'm never going to question that tech.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Really, thanks so much for having me, Lou.
Very funny. Very funny boy.
Oh, thank you.
Man, really, I suppose. That's my keys on the floor.
That's a noise I hear every time I have an idea.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate it. And people can follow you online at Glenn Moore, I imagine.
So that's not along those lines.
It's got to be.
Yeah. If you type in Glenn Moore, it should cut. If you typed in, like, if you Google, like, Glenn Moore Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Yeah.
Really?
TikTok. Well, I've got about 4 videos on TikTok. I think, yeah. I literally gave it about 2 videos and I was like, well, this isn't working.
I know. I couldn't. I did. I left. Okay.
I just couldn't face putting crying laugh emojis as my own, on my own stuff.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Horses. Something to think about. Horse, aubergine. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Lou.
Bye. I'm saying bye to the listener. You're not going to bother? Glenn Moore, named after a horse. You've heard it all here first on Cuddle Club, the podcast for you. I forgot the name of the podcast for a second. That's why I was... it's Glenn Moore. So it's 2 N's and 2 O's. You can't even begin. Did the horse have 2 N's? Did it know it had 2 N's? It had 4 hooves. I know that much, probably. I don't mind because it can have a 3-legged horse. I've never seen one, but it could be a possibility. Anyway, thank you for listening. You can follow Glenn Moore online and... watch his show if you're American. Have I got any American listeners? I told him I did have, so I hope I have. Get in touch if you're American. Okay. Oi, oi, bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.